Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel 1-3. More on having things above and below your schach, which render it not kosher. Here we say, Peras aleha sadin. If you spread a sheet over your sukkah, mneachama, because of the sun, and the bartender's first pshat, and we're sticking to that pshat only, because the second pshat a little, I think will make things worse in terms of less is more here, I believe. First pshat in the bartender is that you're covering it with a sheet so that the sukkah down below is cooler. You want to have protection from the sun inside it. And therefore, the sheet is functioning also to be misachech, to sort of cover and protect you. Or similarly, tachteha, you spread that sheet beneath your schach, bipneha nishar, because of the stuff that falls down. In other words, again, according to the first part of the Bartanura, you don't want to have the little twigs and leaves falling into your soup when you're eating in your sukkah, so you put like a sheet beneath the schach to catch that stuff, to protect you. Again, since it's functioning as a protection for you, a covering protection, that's like sikuch, and that's being done with the sheet is not kosher schach. Even if your sheet is 100% cotton, which grows from the ground and now detached from the ground, or linen, which grew from the ground and now attached to the ground, it's not kosher because when you transform natural fibers into textiles, so those textiles, those fabrics are considered to be a kli. It's called one of the seven categories of utensils of kalim is beged, which are fabrics. And once it's woven into a fabric, so then it's makabel tuma, it's susceptible to tuma at all events. And that being the case, your sheets are makabel tuma, and therefore schach pasul, invalid is schach, and therefore you're covering yourself with a layer of invalid schach, whether it's beneath or above the kosher schach, rendering your sukkah not kosher. That's what the Mishnah says in a moment. It'll say all those cases not is psula. Sukkah is not kosher. There is a third case here in the Mishnah, which is O sheperes al gabe hakinof. Or if you spread that sheet over your four-poster bed, like think of a canopy bed. So it's got these like four posts around the bed, and you put like this, even for decorative purposes, let's say you drape over a sheet and live inside the four-poster bed, inside your sukkah, not kosher. The reason why sleeping in the four-poster bed or the canopy bed inside the sukkah is not kosher is because by having the four posts and the sheet draped above it, assuming those four posts are each 10 tefachim high, then you have an ohel, a tent above you. And then it's like sleeping in a tent inside the sukkah. Again, the tent is providing a separate layer of protection and cover, and that's going to make schach pasul independent of your sukkah. So sleeping inside the tent is no good, and that's what's set up here. And that's what the Mishnah says, it's psula. Invalid. All three of those are invalid. Just to be precise here, the Mishnah actually is being imprecise. That is to say, there are three cases. The first two, it says the sukkah is psula, and indeed that's true. If you put a sheet above or below your schach to protect yourself from either the sun or what falls down, like the first one on the Bartanura, so then indeed your sukkah is pasul. In the third case, where we say sleeping inside the canopy bed inside the sukkah is psula, is also pasul, the reason for invalid, that doesn't in fact make the whole sukkah to be invalid. It's just that whoever's sleeping inside the bed is not yotzi as mitzvah. So it's not quite psula, but it's invalid for the person inside the bed because he's sleeping inside a tent. Now, a tent, an ohel, has two basic criteria to be a halachic ohel. One is it has to be at least 10 tefachim high, and that's what I said before. The posts of this four-poster bed have to be 10 tefachim high. The second is it needs to have a roof that is at least one tefach wide at the top. If it doesn't have a roof that's one tefach wide at the top, it's not considered a halachic ohel. And that being the case, that has halachas ramifications all over the place. Like if you're talking about opening an awning on Shabbos or spreading out a baby carriage, you know, cover and stuff like that. So the rules are there. Of course, if the awning is already out a tefach or the carriage covers open a tefach, you can extend it further because that's not considered creating a tent, creating an ohel. Whereas if it wasn't extended to tefach before, you can't spread it out now because that would be creating an ohel, a temporary ohel, which is also mitzvah rabbanan. In any case, back here it's the same thing. You need to have a tefach across on the roof to make it an ohel. And that being the case, aval pores hu al gabe naklite amita. If you have a bed, which is not a four-poster bed, but it has two posts, one in the middle of the top where your head goes and one in the middle of the bottom where your foot goes, and then you drape a sheet over those two posts, which will kind of make like you living kind of like in like a, think of like an army cot, you know, it's like a triangle, it makes forms of triangle shape. So that's for decorative purposes, whatever it is. Even if those two posts are each 10 tefachim high, it doesn't matter because at the top of the triangle, let's call it, that's formed by the top two sides are formed by the sheet you draped over, so there's no tefach of width for roof. It comes to a point at the top. Therefore, it's not a halachic ohel, and therefore sleeping inside that army cot, if you will, inside the sukkah, does not make you not be in the sukkah. It makes you be inside the sukkah, inside an army cot, the same way as if you take the, I don't know, blankets and pull them over your head inside the sukkah. We don't say you're not inside the sukkah, you're under the blankets. No, that's not an ohel. That is a separate legal status, and rather it's part of it, part of the space in the sukkah. And that being the case, your sheet draped over the two posts inside the sukkah will be okay. You can sleep in such a bed, and it's a kosher sukkah experience.